Hello and welcome to our second Star Trek Rebellion podcast. I'm Craig.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to talk to you about our, sim, which is the USS Zion. It can be found at www.usszion.com. Our ship is affiliated with the Star Trek Rebellion universe, which is also found at www.startrek-rebellion.com.
On today's podcast, we're gonna give you a quick story update so you know where we're at. We're gonna take you on a tour of a deck on our ship, Deck 8, and we're gonna talk a little bit about the open positions that we have.
Cool. So why don't we start with the story update?
Story update. I think when we last on our last podcast, we were repairing the ship after a battle.
We had just had a fierce battle with a armada of Federation warships. And as you recall, in our universe, the Federation has gone bad. The Maquis are the good guys.
We're the Maquis.
We're the good guys. We're the White Hats.
Yes. Anyways, we had just also dispatched an advance party to go to Pacifica to check it out and find out what's going on.
A reconnaissance mission.
Yeah. Our intel officer,
Alyssa Northrup, along with our Top Gun, Blitzer, and our computer specialist, Maxine Tappert, with her sidekick holographic interface, Crystal.
And most of the action has been with that group since we last talked to you. So, and Craig's been really involved in that, so I'll hit it, Craig.
Well, it's been a fun story to write. We did a little bit where we went to the planet and we picked up some communications, and Alyssa beamed down to the planet and found out that the planet's government has been taken over by the Federation. A puppet government has been installed. The government that belongs in power has been abducted and taken away to another Federation ship. This ship is equally matched to the USS Zion. It's a sovereign class ship, the USS Yamato. We also discovered that there were 8 cloaked Cardassian ships in this universe. The Cardassians have a cloaking device, although one of our prisoners, who had converted during the last battle, provided...
Switched sides.
Why don't you tell about that real quick?
He switched sides, and one of the more useful bits of information was a way to detect the Cardassians' new cloaking device that they've been using to hide their ships. Seems that it's got a little flaw in it. He knew exactly how to tell us what to look for, so we're able to track them by their warp signature.
So using this information, our reconnaissance team was able to determine that there were 8 different scalar-class Cardassian ships in orbit around Pacifica. They also intercepted some transmissions and some other information, which would then be relayed back to the Zion. So they broke orbit and found a small unmanned subspace relay station, which they were able to send their message to the ship in a more discreet way. They did run into some alien life forms on the station, which they had to take care of. It was a very fun post.
Yeah, it came in right around Halloween, too, if I remember right. So
a spooky post.
Yeah, it was very well done.
Well, it was kind of a creep show. Zion has set course to Pacifica. Zion is expecting to arrive at Pacifica on the star date in our story, which is 5825.28 at about 1300 hours. At that time, we're not really sure what Captain Hunter and Commander Wright will do. They'll probably sit back and analyze the situation a little bit and then
blow things up.
We like to do that, don't we, Dave?
It's fun. It's good fun. Stress reliever.
Yeah, we like to blow things up, so we probably will. There'll probably also be some boarding parties because we'll have to get the Governor Delaplane back to off the Yamato. That will take some thinking.
Yes, it will.
You leave us no option. We will not suffer your Klingon oppression any further. We will terminate all the hostages and fight you to the death.
So, that's where we're at.
Next.
Next thing on our agenda for this show is a tour of a section of our deck, of our ship, and
tour of our ship.
Yeah, we're just going to give you a tour of Decade. But... the USS Zion is a really big ship. Decade is really the heart of our scientific community on board the Zion.
And medical.
And medical, yeah. Well, I kind of consider that scientific, Craig.
Right. So top on the triple lift and head on down. All right, that's corny.
That is corny.
All right, so on deck 8, what do we find on there, Dave?
Deck 8 has science offices, science labs 1 through 9, stellar cartography, astrometrics, biometrics, hydroponics lab, sick bay, doctor's offices, holodeck 4, holosuite 7, and the lower computer core access. It also has the counseling section.
Okay, well, let's back up here and talk about some of the science labs. We have our science offices. It would consist of a large lab with 9 different labs for different ongoing experiments and research, probably a lot.
Right, or sometimes the science department is utilized in developing a weapon, maybe, perhaps.
A widget,
something to get to make a mission successful. So all that would happen in the science labs, and the science officers also have offices and
correct
and stuff on this level too.
Correct. Also on this level is stellar cartography, which is a large room, which allows three-dimensional viewing of the various solar system.
And, well, yeah, of the universe, really.
Three-dimensional.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Dave. A three-dimensional view of the universe, star maps, things like that.
Yeah. So you can consider it the map room of the ship.
Map room of the ship. Yeah.
If the captain was concerned about it, we're traveling in a certain section of space, he might head down to stellar cartography and ask that section of space be pulled up in the computer.
Astrometrics is related to stellar cartography, and that this area is used for the computations of distance, speed, other dimensions, gravity well, things like this that have need to be computed and calculated for travel through space or to understand relationships between stellar bodies and things like that.
And really, a lot of these science offices right that we're going through now, because we're in a time of war and not exploration, they take on a different role, and they're not utilized as much as they would be if we were exploring. And
they're not as fully staffed.
Right.
Correct.
So if we ever get through with this war that we're in,
we have a hell of a ship for science and research.
Yes. We got it all.
The biometrics lab is probably a shared lab between science and sick bay. This lab would be specialized in biological and medical type of research.
We also have a hydroponics lab.
The hydroponics lab, which is probably empty. Yep, there's nothing in here, Dave.
Great, Craig, it's empty.
All right, well, let's get out of here.
There's not much need for a hydroponics lab right now, so it's just there.
It's there. Then we have the sick bay area.
8 beds.
6 doctors.
6 doctors.
How many doctors?
4?
I don't know.
4 doctors, I don't know. There's 4 doctors.
Which seems like a lot if there's only 8 beds.
Yeah, you do have to keep in mind there's like almost 1,000 people on the ship, though. There's more than 1,000 people on the ship.
And they need physicals and exams.
Right. It's just that not all 1,000 of them are going to hit sick bay at the same time.
True. And, you know, the other thing that doctors do, too, is they need to certify people for specific missions and things like that.
Sometimes they have to, for the intel, the spooks, they need to alter the way they look.
Oh, yeah, they do a lot of that on Star Trek. Grow ears, eyebrows, green makeup.
So the sick bay has 8 beds and a surgical suite, plus Dr. Dane, as being the chief medical officer, has a
has a big office.
A really nice office that's, you know.
And she tells me it's decorated in yellow.
Decorated in yellow.
Yeah, she likes yellow.
Wonderful.
Yep, her and Dr. McIntyre are getting to know each other a little better.
Decorated in yellow. I could say something about urine specimens, Craig, but I won't.
They've discovered they both like coffee.
Oh, boy. Two wired doctors.
Yep, that's what it would amount to.
It also has a lab and a pharmacy. Plus decade.
Cool.
Other than some escape pods, there's escape pods, you know. If we ever had to give the order to abandon ship, heaven forbid, we have escape pods on that section so that the wounded and people that are in sick bay and the doctors and everything can get out.
Correct.
Yeah, there's escape pods strategically placed throughout the ship.
Yep.
But we're never going to have to use those.
Hell no. We may get a big hole in the side, but we don't abandon ship. All right, what else is on our list?
Let's see, we're going to talk about open positions. Obviously, we have room in the counseling section, right?
Sure.
We could have, like we said, our science staff is really understaffed, so we're looking for new players in the science department. We would love to have a few good men to fill out our Marine squad.
Our Marine, we don't have anybody really good in the Marine department that can carry those stories. And of course, any position really, all departments could use more help. We have 10 players on the ship, which sounds like a lot maybe in some cases, but a lot of people don't really, JP, I don't want to say that. We have 10 positions on the ship, we have 10 people playing on the ship. There's 27 characters, but there's always room for more, and we welcome the opportunity to have new writers come in and join our sim. We always like fresh ideas. If you think you can help us out, please check us out at www.usszion.com. Click on the sign up button and check us out. Is that all we got for tonight?
I think that's about it.
Well, then we got another wrap.
Let's call it a wrap.
Right.
Thanks for checking out our number 2 podcast with us, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.